Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. This content is suitable for all ages. Q Code presents The Peepkins, starring Anna Faris, created by Stuart Jenkins and Jeremy K. Bullis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Peepkins Radio Hour, brought to you by Sally's Soap-Free Suds. Say yes to bubbles and nope to soap. I don't know about you, but I'm excited, folks. Why, you ask? Because once every 100 years, Bailey's Comet becomes visible to the naked eye as it soars right over Coupmore Ridge. And where best to see this spectacle but from the brand new construction built especially for this occasion, Tower Vontorius. We take you there now to the very, 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 very top. I'm Jackson Styles.
Boo, hiss, do you hear that?
Can you be more specific?
That wind, ushering in a new day for Coupmore Ridge. Why, from up here on my tower, not only can I cast my eyes upon the citizenry below and judge them harshly, but I can watch as they slowly come to the realization that this town will soon be mine. For tonight, all of Cadmium County will arrive here, eagerly awaiting a view of Bailey's Comet from this perch on high. And when it's all over, Bailey will be but a distant memory, and my name will live on forever.
Go on.
I stand at the top, the tippy-tippy top. I stand at the top of a tiny little town. A homemade castle, one lone tower, metaphorical crown. And when I'm done here, my name shall be everywhere. They'll stand in line for a long, long time to get to the top of a tiny little town. And from the top, they get a look at what they've got and quickly gush it down.
When you speak, it's sure a doozy. You enthrall us all. Let's hope the tower don't fall.
And when all is said and done, I'll feel the glory of it all. And when I'm done here, my name shall be everywhere. Vontorius. 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 Vontorius.
Wow, boss. I wasn't sure what you were getting at before, but now... Oh, now... Now I understand.
It's 'cause you put it to music.
I made that up just now.
You never fail to impress me. Knock, knock, Noah.
Oh, hello, Hatch. You're early. You must be so excited to see Bailey's Comet tonight.
Noah, you don't even know the half of it. I've been thinking about it for days, trying to figure exactly the best way to see it. Of course, I brought my telescope, but should I stand? Should I lean back in a folding chair? There are so many options.
Well, no reason why we can't get this party started. I've programmed the entire evening. First, we pick a favorite planet and then begin an open discussion, followed by a celestial-themed poetry reading. And, surprise, surprise, I made two different drinks, a raspberry basil lemonade and a cucumber honey fizz pop.
Yeah, about that. That's kind of why I came early. As I say, I've been thinking about it, and while all this sounds wonderful, I was wondering if maybe we could do something a little more exciting.
Oh, yes, maybe you're right. I could easily whip up a bean dip. I'll get started.
Yes, or what about something else?
Ooh, I like where this is going. Do tell.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the new tower?
Baron's new tower?
Yeah. Oh, just think, Noah. We can walk all the way up to the top and see Bailey's Comet up close and personal.
Oh, well, that does sound nice, Hatch. But while I like the idea of being closer to the comet, I prefer the idea of being closer to the ground. You know how I feel about heights.
I do, of course. And of course, that's why we're here. You're right. This'll be just swell.
Oh, it will.
Good.
Wonderful. So, you're here. We might as well start the festivities.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And we begin. Here we are. Celebrating.
Bailey's Comet. It'll be something special.
Yes, indeed. Oh, it looks like it'll be a lovely night.
It sure will.
Peaceful.
You said it.
Oh, I almost forgot. Would you like a raspberry lemonade or maybe the cucumber honey?
I'll take the fizz pop.
Oh, good. Here you go.
Oh, that's delicious.
Thank you. The basil gives it a real punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say, Hatch.
Yes, Noah?
Did you happen to hear on the radio? It's almost chrysanthemum season.
Is it now?
Yes, indeed. Oh, we'll have to get out there and see those chrysanthemums.
Sounds keen. Chrysanthemums.
Okay, I can't take it. I know you want to go to the tower.
Oh, I do. And I know in your heart of hearts you want to go too. Just think, Bailey's Comet flies over Coupmore Ridge once every 100 years. If there were ever a time to conquer one of your biggest fears, tonight is that time.
Agreed. But there's one problem.
What?
I'm scared.
That is a problem. Okay, I understand.
Good. Then it's settled. We stay here.
Settled. I got excited, that's all. Truth is, as long as we watch the comet together, it doesn't really matter where we are.
Because we're true friends.
Thick as thieves.
Of course, the view from the top of the tower is probably spectacular. Okay, I'll do it!
You will?
Yes, of course I will. If we deny ourselves the view of Bailey's Comet from Tower Von Torius, why, it'll be something we regret for the rest of our lives.
Oh, Noah, I'm so happy.
Fare thee well, fear, for tonight you shall be vanquished. Ooh, maybe I'll just bring the lemonade. I'll pack some ice.
Good idea, because they're just so refreshing.
Agreed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Peepkins Radio Hour. And now, a word from our sponsor, Frida.
Tired of tedious views? Then tiptoe to the tip-top of Tower Von Torius tonight. Get your tickets now, and you too can triumphantly touch Bailey's Comet. Some of these claims have not been verified by the appropriate agencies.
Thank you, Frida. And now, we return to our program. I'm Jackson Stiles.
Well, here's the tower.
Looming over us. All the way up on this hill. It's kind of unfair when you think about it. What's wrong with placing a tower on low ground?
Don't worry, Noah. It only looks high, because it actually is.
Where is everybody?
I don't know. Are we early? Or did we miss it?
We didn't miss it, Hatch. It's not even dark yet.
You didn't miss anything. No one has showed up.
Oh, hello, Baron.
Well, we're here.
Hooray. I just don't understand. It's a tower. The biggest structure in town. It has my name in big letters, emblazoned across the archway. Who wouldn't find that appealing?
I don't know, Baron. The truth is, despite your usual less than noble intentions, you made something that might actually be good for the town.
Hatch, if you're trying to make me feel better, that's the wrong direction. Maybe it's time to close up shop and consider the slim possibility that I underestimated the town's lack of curiosity and interest in anything worthwhile.
It could also be because of your history of selfish behavior and greed.
I doubt it.
Noah's got a point, Baron. If you want anyone to be enthusiastic about your projects, then you kind of have to prove that it's not just about you.
Hello! Noah! Hatch! You've come to the tower, too. It's going to be so fun.
You were saying, Hatch?
Oh, look! Bunny, Rattling Isaiah, and Saul.
Yep, here we are. Good old Baylor's Common. Once every 100 years. This is my third time around.
I don't know if that's true.
This is so exciting. Almost as exciting, well, let's call it as interesting as the news I was just telling Millie the other day. Do you know Millie, Noah? She's the one who told me about Merle Ebersol's Aunt Rita. You know who I'm talking about. She was at the bakery the other day, and she overheard a certain someone who I won't name, because I would never do that sort of thing. But you most certainly know who I'm talking about. Anyway, wait, what was I saying?
Okay, Baron, we're all here now, and we want to see Bailey's Comet. Let's go!
Sorry, folks, tower's closed. Why, my grand structure's begging for crowds lining up down the hill. Half a dozen peepkins won't cut it.
Oh, you can't do that! We came all the way out here, and Noah's gonna conquer his fear of heights!
I'm afraid seeing Bailey's Comet tonight will only bring back bad memories of just now.
Okay, Baron, but before we go, I'd just like to say a little something.
Please, not another one of those Noah speeches.
Do I do that? I don't do that. But I would like to add this. What we see before us today, this building, why, it's a symbol. Not just an object for looking, though that is its primary function, but a symbol for unity. It's a quiet place where we can gather and take stock of who we are. For up high upon this tower rests an idea that we, the six of us, are but a small part of this world. And tonight, as Bailey's Comet passes by, we can be up there, and we can take a moment to remember who we are and what we mean to each other. I, for one, can't think of a better place to be.
And there's the speech. Oh, well, since we're all here, why not? Boo and hiss. Pull the lever.
Leave a pulled, boss.
Hey, where'd you two come from?
We've been here the whole time.
Yeah, we're very polite and quiet-like. You got a problem with that?
Okay, let's get this over with. Slide open the absurdly large and imposing iron door. Okay, it's a long way to the top.
Excuse me, Baron, but what is this thing?
This is what we call, in the elevating box business, an elevating box.
An elevating what?
Box. You see, we step inside this small, barely ventilated space, and we're thrust at great speed to the top of the tower. It's the latest in modernized technology.
You mean... did you build a rocket?
Don't be silly, Hatch. Boo and Hiss here sit upon this bicycle with two seats, which is attached to a pulley. They pedal as fast as they can, thereby raising the box until it comes to an ever-so-soft landing at the tower's summit. I foresee no problems whatsoever.
Okay, well, I hope you all have fun. I'll see you later.
Wait, Noah, where are you going?
I'm sorry, Hatch, but I am not getting in that thing. I just assumed there would be stairs.
Noah, this isn't the plan. What about conquering your fear?
Yeah, I'll conquer it down here, on the ground, where it's safe.
But...
You and I were supposed to watch together once every 100 years, remember?
Yes, and we'll revisit this discussion in 100 years. Ta-ta!
But the comet! Oh, what about all that stuff about unity and taking stock of who we are?
Oh, did I say that? I really have to ease up on those speeches. Okay, well, if you'll just...
Doctor, let's go!
Oh!
Okay, everyone, watch your feathers.
All clear!
Congratulations, everyone. We take this, our maiden voyage to the stars. I tell you to harness yourself to the walls, but I've made no attempt at any kind of safety measures whatsoever. Again, enjoy.
You ready, Bo?
All set. On my count, just like we talked about. Five, four, three, two, one.
Ooh, open your eyes, Noah. Take a look outside this one very small window. You can almost see the town.
No, thank you.
It's going up, all right.
We really are.
Nah, I was talking about my lunch.
We're doing it. We're really doing it.
It's me, right? The Baron sounds surprised.
We have here is a giant leap forward for all Peepkin, and the name Vontorious shall be forever associated with greatness. Uh-oh.
Did someone just say uh-oh?
Baron did. Baron said uh-oh.
Please, everyone, excuse me for just a moment. Hello down there, Hiss and Boo. If you don't mind, can you please tell us what's happening?
Sure.
And?
Looks like your rope here got caught in the crosshead and all knotted up in the compensating sleeve. So you're kind of just suspended midair. But don't worry, we'll have it fixed in a jiffy.
Very good, just checking. See, have no fear, they say it'll be fixed in a jiffy.
Bo, we can't fix this, right?
You're asking me? I just ride the bike, Val.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warning. You may find my next sentence disturbing. And here it goes. Obviously, that sentence is not the disturbing sentence. And neither is the one I just said, nor was this last... This next one will be disturbing. Noah Peepkin, Commander Hatch, Bunny, Rattlin Isaiah, someone named Saul, and Baron Vontorious are trapped very high off the ground inside what is called an elevating box. And they've been trapped for approximately a long time. Like all of you, I pray they make it out in one piece. I'm Jackson Styles.
Are you okay?
I'm meditating.
Does it help?
Oh, you see, Hatch, when I focus my breath on a mantra, in this case my recipe for a vegetable goulash, it keeps me from thinking of our current situation. But now that my concentration is broken, I remember all too clearly that we are trapped high off the ground in a small square box, most likely doomed.
Just checking.
You know, this reminds me of when I was a kid, why a meteor hit just outside of the county line. And that happened to coincide with our annual invasion of locusts. Now my daddy, Dudley Isaiah, he dug a ditch by himself, a shovel in each hand. He didn't sleep or eat for 8 days. And finally, when he was done, he took a tiny little bit of honey and he placed it at the bottom of the ditch.
I'm not even sure these are connected thoughts.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you a story about how we can persevere through tragedy.
Oh, so it all turned out okay.
No, the meteor struck and brought on 160 days of darkness. But then it was okay for a little while.
Baron, are you crying? There, my stars and garters. I'm sure we'll get down safely.
Oh, I'm not crying because I fear for our safety. I'm crying because I'm stuck in here with all of you. Say, what's that noise?
Hey, look out the window. There's a crowd. They're gathering outside.
They are? Let me see. Hello down there. Have you all finally come to see the view from my tower?
What? No, we came because we heard you're stuck up there.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, that's just swell. Why don't you make a tintype? It'll last longer.
Already working on it.
Can you believe the nerve to think we're up here, hungry, struggling for air, and all they care about are themselves? Must be nice.
What was that?
Relax, Noah. It's just Boo and his making necessary repairs.
Oh, thank goodness.
Is everyone okay up there?
No.
No? Hatch?
Yes?
Care to join me in some quality meditation?
I would, actually.
2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil.
2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil.
1 medium yellow onion, chopped.
1 medium yellow onion. Say, I wonder what everyone's carrying on about.
Indeed, what is all that hoo-ha? Say, keep it down out there. Can't you see we're up here in a panic? That'll show him.
Say, what's that sound?
Is that the...
Oh, it's Bailey's Comet! Open the window! Open the window! My telescope!
Can you see it?
Oh, that looks like something.
Where? I don't see it. Wait, I think I see it. Oh, so many colors, like a cosmic rainbow. It's the most amazing thing I've ever...
Hey, you got it working! Come down!
What? No, up! Send us back up! I'm missing Bailey's Comet!
Okay, ground floor. Everybody out.
Yes, Boo. You've, surprisingly, brought us down safely. Thank you.
Sure, boss. What do we get?
I just said thank you, didn't I?
Oh, Hatch, we made it. We're safe and sound. Hello, ground. I will now give you several kisses. That's disgusting.
Oh, what an adventure. I can't wait to tell Millie, to tell Phyllis, to tell Jed, to tell Mr. Herbert down at the old barley field.
You hear that? The wind is whistling ominously. It sounds like the terror of tonight is only just beginning.
Oh, sorry, that was just me. I've never been a great whistler.
Say, Noah, I'm sorry about all this.
What for?
It was my idea. If it weren't for me, we would have been in your yard, waiting for Bailey's Comet, safe and sound. We could have been toasting marshmallows by now.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it? Oh, I'm so sorry you didn't get to see the comet, Hatch. I know how much it meant to you.
I saw its tail. I think it was the tail. But, you know, if I close my eyes, I can see it. Its blue glow racing across the night sky. Its light pointing the way into the outer reaches of space.
It looks just swell. And maybe in 100 years we can try again.
You got a deal.
Best friends.
Pals.
Now what do you want to do?
Well, since you're asking, I feel like we need a great finish. And I know the perfect way to end a radio program.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm sure I am. Fireworks!
Oh, that one is the bee's knees.
Wow, did you see that?
I did. One might call it a feast for the eyes.
I'm so glad we can all experience this together.
Me too, Hatch. Me too.
Oh, I do love throwing things up.
I'll tell you what I took from this episode. Sometimes, it's nice to see a comet. On the other hand, let's appreciate the small things. A pat on the back from a friend. The smell of freshly cut grass. Soup straight from the can. Those little bits of tomato that get stuck on the bottom, I scrape them right up. Sometimes it's a little too salty, but I'll eat it anyway. That's just me. Anywho, till next time, folks, keep feathery. I'm Jackson Styles.
Here I am, Baron Vontorius, out here alone. My tower stands high over Coupmore Ridge. Solid, a striking presence. Tonight's plans may have been foiled, but this was just the beginning. Yes, someday soon this town shall be mine. Mine, do you hear me? Mine! But for now, it's such a mess. Do these peepkins not clean up after themselves? I mean, where are their manners?
Oi, boss, you, Mr. Candy Wrapper? Right behind you.
Thank you, Hiss. Or maybe if you see the candy wrapper, pick it up yourself. Just a suggestion. But since I'm standing here, I'll get the candy wrapper. And this banana peel, and that's it. I'm done. Except for this cup, and that handbag. And someone left a pair of eyeglasses. Irresponsible! The savages don't deserve my tower. Who leaves behind a frisbee? And this one I'm keeping.
The Peepkin stars Anna Faris as Commander Hatch, with Malik Pancholi as Noah Peepkin, Dietrich Bader as Baron Vontorius, Adrian Pasdar as Jackson Stiles, Lynette Dupree as Bunny Bonnet, James Wellington as Ratlin Isaiah, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Gilly Boo, Knox Collier as Dilly Hiss, Sharon Eisman as Frida Forkenfeather. Additional performances by Stuart Jenkins, Leif Ganford, Eileen Galindo, Zeke Alton. Created and written by Stuart Jenkins and Jeremy K. Bullis. Based on the artwork of Jeremy K. Bullis. Directed by Jeff Swampy Marsh. Executive produced by Anna Faris, Michael Barrett, Stuart Jenkins, Jeremy K. Bullis, Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producer, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Jack Friedman. Post services provided by Surfing Giant. Executives for Surfing Giant, Ashley Culp, Michael Hodges, and Kayla Morrison. Original song, Vontorius, written by Stuart Jenkins. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley and David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Welsh and David Tadashore. Recording engineers, Sammy Izaza and Victor Karam. Additional engineering by Gion Wright. Dialogue editing by Sammy Izaza and Victor Karam. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Victor Karam and Sammy Izaza. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchiff. Casting by Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Connor Gian Lorenzo Leach. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chung Liu. Recording services by Sleeping Giant Studios, Santa Monica, California. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Peepkins is a Q Code and Next 5 Miles production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q Code Media.